Hello, relatives. I'm Gary Janess, bringing Native Outlaws to Intertribal Radio. Thank you for tuning in and sharing your pride and your support for me. It's all about Native supporting Natives. So, all right, let's go ahead and, as always, get this started with some powwow drum. So, all right, go ahead and roll down those windows, turn it up, and share your pride with everybody. Here we go. Yeah, love that drum. Got my head bobbing, feet tapping. So that powwow was from the Naya Family Center, also called the Nirchokiku Powwow. And that was in Portland, Oregon in 2018. So I have a lot of powwow videos that I intend on sharing here with you. And I'm going to go ahead and share one more. And this next powwow is called Dancing in the Square. And this is held in Portland, Oregon, 2017, at Pioneer Courthouse Square, also known as Portland's Living Room. So go ahead and sit back, put your feet up, and relax to some powwow music. Powwow Trail, bringing the powwow to you. And in case you've never been to a powwow, you can find all my powwow videos on Facebook, Native Outlaws. You can also find them on YouTube under Native Outlaws. And now, Native Outlaws on Intertribal Radio. And speaking of powwows, I came across a Christmas celebration powwow. This one is December 23rd, 24th at the Mission Longhouse in Pendleton, Oregon. The Nixyawi Celebration Committee invites everybody to the celebration. Thursday, December 23rd, grand entry at 7 o'clock p.m. All categories, presents for prizes. And Friday, December 24th, grand entry at 7 o'clock p.m., all categories, and Pendleton items for prizes. And the categories for women and men are Golden Age 55 and over, Tiny Tots, 6 and under, Jingle and Shawl Dress, 12 and under, Fancy and Grass, 12 and under, Junior Traditional, 7 to 12, Jingle and Shawl, 13 and older, Fancy and Grass, 13 and older, Teen Traditional, 13 to 17, and Adult Traditional, 18 to 54. And if you have any questions, you can contact Babette Kawapu at 541-969-3303. Christmas and a powwow. I'm not sure if those two really go together or not. I guess it's kind of a personal opinion. For me personally, I'm not a Christian, but I do enjoy the feeling that the holidays bring. I know it felt great to be a kid and to celebrate Christmas time. So I do appreciate that part of it. So I'm not sure how you feel. I mean, like I said, it's a personal thing. But I came across an article and it kind of explained a lot about how I feel, about how others feel, about how you might feel. But anyway, I'm gonna go ahead and read it for you, cause that's what I do. It's all about natives supporting natives. All right, so listen up, and I'll do a little quick read for you. This article is from the New Jersey Digest, and it is written by Amaris Pollinger, and it is titled "Classic for Whom: How Indigenous Peoples Celebrate the Holidays," published on December 21st, 2020. Non-native holidays like Thanksgiving and Christmas often make many tribal communities pause to reconsider if and what they might be celebrating. Being multicultural with Muscogee Creek blood that runs deep, I often find myself in this strange gray area, and the holidays are no exception, especially Thanksgiving. I mean, I love pumpkin pie and sweet potato everything, but should I be sitting down to a holiday whose origin is so questionable? So, how do Indigenous people celebrate the holidays, if at all? The answer isn't as easy as one might think. They do and they don't, and no one tribe is the same as another. I'm here to share a bit of what I know and help you navigate the holidays a little more mindfully. And this next part of the article is called "Practicing Gratitude Before It Was Cool." For some Indigenous people, celebrating Thanksgiving is about basic human decency. Not colonialism, or even the first Thanksgiving feast between the Wampanoag tribe and English settlers. It's about the celebration of gratitude and diversity among human beings. Besides, it was the Wampanoags that provided the food and the age-old ideology of gratitude. That being said, Native tribes aren't all the same. Each has its own stories, history, and way of life, and while some things are common among them, you can't compare a Cherokee to a Navajo and lump them into the same category. This is why there's no easy answer for how or if Indigenous people celebrate non-Native holidays. Plus, many traditions and ceremonies are sacred and not shared with anyone outside the tribe. For example, members of the Seneca tribe greet the dawn of November 22nd with a memorial ceremony and prayer, here to honor the spirits of those who were lost to genocide. For them, Thanksgiving is a day of ceremonial remembrance and spirituality, sometimes accompanied with public mourning. Other tribes refuse to acknowledge the holiday at all, as they feel their own heritage isn't acknowledged. Personally, I start every Thanksgiving with an old Thanksgiving memorial, specifically honoring my matriarchal Creek grandmother for her strength, sacrifice, and fortitude. And this next segment is titled, "Is Christmas a Thing? Looking on the Bright Side for the Winter Solstice." Before celebrating Christmas, natives honored the winter solstice, a and many still do alongside the Christian holiday. Commemoration of this day has longer roots than the recognition of Christmas. Indigenous people throughout the world paid homage to the winter solstice, and Native Americans were no exception. Traditionally, it's a time for honoring the return of the sun, meaning the birth of the sun, family, the spirits of one's ancestors, and of course, gratitude. Some tribes will hold winter solstice ceremonies where they spend a few days prior to making their prayer sticks, which they'll plant in the ground during the ceremony. Others hold days-long festivals that are sacred and not for the public eye, like in the Zuni Pueblo tribes. In others, and similarly to Christmas, there can be gift-giving with one important difference, the handsome fellow. And you guessed it, this next segment is called Who is the Handsome Fellow? Tribes like the Muscogee Creek Nation, among others, chose to honor their own gift-giving mystic, the Handsome Fellow. Just like with Thanksgiving and the spirit of gratitude, gift-giving was already a large part of many tribal communities. So it's no surprise that many adopted the European Christmas or made Santa Claus synonymous with the Creek leader Chief Habithako, translating to the handsome fellow. It was customary for people of the tribe to give gifts to their chief, and usually the chief would happily share the same bounty with the people, particularly those in need. Chief Habithako was known for being both benevolent and kind. Legend has it that the handsome fellow, or Chief Habithako, dressed in white buckskin as a symbol of his kindness, giving gifts to children. This was traditionally practiced throughout the year, but has now become synonymous with Christmas. And this segment is titled, It's the Giving Season. So that go around the table and say what you're thankful for bit isn't just a one-day way of thinking. Generations before the Wampanoag tribe sat down with English settlers, marking the first Thanksgiving feast, many indigenous people were already living by the rule of gratitude. Since this is a Native American philosophy, some have made peace with the past, and rather than celebrate the first Thanksgiving feast, the holiday is a celebration honoring the ancient practice of gratitude, creation, community, and the harvest. The perspectives and traditions for non-Native holidays vary from tribe to tribe and family to family within the tribe. As long as one respects the true origins and history of Native American culture, there is really no right or wrong way to enjoy the season. When celebrating any holiday, be mindful and consider where your traditions truly come from. Take into account who you are honoring and how you can do so in a compassionate manner. Jacqueline Keeler, a writer, activist, and member of the Dene Nation in Yankton, Dakota Sioux, said it best when questioned about her decision to celebrate Thanksgiving. It was their way of Native Americans to give freely to those who had nothing. Among many of our people, showing that you can give without holding back is the way to earn respect. I couldn't have said it better myself. And that's the end of the article. And at the very end, I'm going to go ahead and share this with you. Very important. So it says, many reservations do not have the proper funding or care they need, and as a result, many look forward to the holidays and the donations made possible through fantastic organizations like Partnership with Native Americans, Association of Indian Affairs, Native American Heritage Association, Navajo Water Project, and the Native American Rights Fund, among so many others. If you truly want to make a difference in the Native American community and aid in their cause, donate today. So if you happen to have a little extra this holiday season, pick one of those funds and make a donation and help make a difference in your Native American community. Because it's all about Natives supporting Natives. Especially Christmas time. So if you have a little extra to give and want to help your Indigenous community, check out one of those organizations. And make a donation. So I'm going to go ahead and change it up a little bit. After all, it is Christmas time. I'm going to go ahead and do a little transitional video here. So a little bit of humor, a little bit of native humor. So, all right, here we go. Come on, you laughed a little bit, right? So, a little bit of humor, a little bit of native Christmas time humor. So, spread the joy. So, anyway, time to get serious here. I think I'm going to go ahead and set the rest of this podcast on autopilot. Pretty much just going to play some Christmas music. And, special Christmas music. This Christmas music is sung in your language. Well, we have many languages, but a lot of these songs are spoken in various languages. So I'd recommend get your grandmas and grandpas, set them on the couch, put a blanket over them, making some hot cocoa. Some hot cocoa with real milk and some marshmallows too. So, because they're going to enjoy these songs. These are all Christmas tunes that we've all grown up with. And they're, like I said, they're all spoken in native tongue too. And you've heard me say it before, I'm all about supporting my friends. So, this next artist, I'm going to play specifically all of her music. And I've been friends with her probably about 8 years on Facebook. And she has a lot of Christmas tunes, different languages. So I want to show my respect and share my pride and my friendship with Jana Michonne. And this first song will be Holy Night, and it'll be sung in Navajo. Thank you. beautiful song. This next song by Jana Mashoni is Winter Wonderland, and she sings it in Ojibwe.
But we sing.
Song brought back memories, and if that one didn't, this one will. This next song by Jana Mashoni is Silent Night, and she sings it in Arapaho.
How about
sweet. Grandpa's got a tear in his eye. Could be because Grandma's squeezing his hand so hard. That was a beautiful and touching song. So we're going to keep going with Jana Michoni. And this one's called Amazing Grace. And she sings it in Lumbee. Amazing Grace and an amazing song. Thank you, Jana Michoni. Now let's share some of her joy to the world. She sings this one in Chiricahua Apache. Feeling the joy, feeling the ancestors. So the next song by Jenna Michoni is Hark the Herald Angels, sung in Lakota. Hoping some of you are following along with the songs. I hope you recognize the words, the language. We got to keep our language alive. So thank you, Jana Michoni, for translating all these old classic songs into beauty. So I'm going to do another one. This one is called Come All Ye Faithful, and it is sung in Kalispell Salish.
Bye.
I love them all, but I saved the best for last. At least this is kind of my favorite. This one is Little Drummer Boy, sang in San Juan Tiwa, Pueblo. All right, so I'm hoping someone's familiar with that language, because you're really going to enjoy this song. I know I sure did. All right, here we go. Songs bring back lots of memories, and I appreciate what she's done for the Native community as far as bringing our language to these classical songs. You can find them on YouTube, and I believe you can also find her on iTunes as well. So, like I said, I am friends with her on Facebook, and I did want to share a post that she did on December 2nd. She does have a charity. It's called Jana's Kids Foundation. So I'm going to go ahead and share a little video she did and share my support for her. I really appreciate the music that she put out for us. So anyway, go ahead and give it a listen.
Hi, everybody. This is Jana Michoni. I just want to say thank you so much for those who have donated. I really, really appreciate all your help. This is my lifelong dream, really. I've had this for a very long time, this nonprofit, and it's really helping to get education to Native kids and to Native students. So this will help for the next school year. So I want to say thank you. And, you know, any more that you can do to help, if you can't, God bless you. Thank you so much. Buonera.
All right. That's what Native Supporting Natives is all about. Using your platform to reach the Native community and support them any way you can. Through music, through starting up a foundation. So make sure you support her on YouTube. Check out her songs. Give it a like. And make sure you subscribe. And also check out Jana's Kids Foundation. So it's all about supporting our future too. So thank you for tuning in to another episode of Intertribal Radio. I'm Gary Janess, and I'm bringing Native Outlaws to podcast. So until next time, feathers up, and Merry Christmas.